We're on Zion Amud Aleph at the bottom. Okay, the more I wanted to say that the reason we would have thought, without a pasuk of Aleha, that the mitzvah of Yibum is Doche Arayis, is because Eishes Achiv was in the klal of all the Arayis, and went out of the klal to teach me about all the klal, that just like Eishes Achiv is Mutar B'Makom Yibum, all the Arayis are. Moreh says, no, it's not, that's not the Midah. That's where the Midah is that the klal was Aser, and the Yotzah Min HaKlal also was the same Iser, so why do you need to repeat it twice? So tell me halachas that apply to the whole klal. But over here, the klal is Aser. The Yotzah Min HaKlal was for Heter. That's a different Midah. That Midah is Dover Shoy B'Klal, the Yotzah Lidon the Dover HaKadosh, went out to teach something new. So you can't put it back into the klal and compare the klal to it or it to the klal until the Torah says b'feirush. And that is the example to that is the following. Ketzot, right? Ketzot, v'shochad esakeves v'mokam asher yishchad esachatus v'yasa'ola b'mkom ha'kodesh ki kachat esha'oshem hu v'kohi. Okay, the pasuk says that the keves ha'oshem by a mitzora, you shecht it in the same place that you shecht the chatas and the ola, which means in the north of the Azora, because chatas and Asham are the same. She'ain tamen lomer ka chatas ha'asham. Why does it have to say that the chatas and the Asham are the same, right? Umat tamen lomer ka chatas ha'asham lefi sheyotza Asham mitzora lidom bedover achodesh, because Asham mitzora went out of the cloud to teach something new that doesn't apply to any of the other ashamos, which is what? What is that? You have to put part of the dam on the mitzora's thumb and big toe. Now, that is a completely different than a regular asham, because a regular asham, all the dam that comes out right away from the neck goes into the mizbeach. Here, you're taking some of the dam and putting it on the thumb and the big toe. Born regular hayimon is the right one. Yocholoy heitomat ndomim veimurim gazbeh. So might think that that's all the blood that you put dafka on the thumbs, but not on the mizbeach. Right? Yotzim in a klal lidom bedover achodesh. How do you know that you also put the regular dam on the mizbeach just like any asher? Right? Talmud lomar ki kachat esha asher. Who? Machatas to una matan domin veimurim v'gam mizbeach? Af oshem to matan domin veimurim v'gam. Just like the chatas needs blood put on the mizbeach and the emurim burnt on the mizbeach, so too this oshem needs both of them. The ilo ahadri kra, and if the Torah did not say that it's like a chatas, havi amina l'maida nofek nofek, l'maida lo nofek lo nofek. I would have said that when it went out to tell me about itself, that you put the blood on the thumb and the big toe, and that's all. And you don't put any more blood anywhere. Right? That's the klal of what's it called. You say, Dover Shiyotza min haklal, lidom bedover achodesh, something that went out of the klal. And Asham Metzora was part of the klal of all Ashamos. All Ashamos, you put blood on the Mizbeach, and the Emurim on the Mizbeach. And now Asham Metzora comes along and says, put the blood on the thumbs. So I might think you only put the blood on the thumbs. And you don't, it doesn't apply to it what applies to the rest of the Ashamos. It went out of the klal, and it's no longer part of the klal anymore. Now, Ad Shiach Zirenu HaKosav L'Chlal U'Beferish, until the Torah says that it's still part of the klal. And here the Torah said it is still part of the klal, because Kachatos Ka'osham. And Hachinami, so that would be the same limud by Yavama. Havi Amina, Eishas Ach, the Ishtri Ishtri. Shara Ra'islo. Right, Eishas Achiv was part of the cloud of all the Arayas that it's also. Went out of the cloud to tell me that by Yibum it's Mutter. So that's it. It's only there. Unless the Torah would tell you specifically that it applies to all the other Arayas, it only applies to Eishas Achiv. So we're back to the original question. Then why do we need a pasuk by Aleho, by Achos Ish, though, that it's not Docha? Why would I think it is? We have no reason to think it is. Not because Esei Docha Lo Sase, because it's Lo Sase Shebekores, and not because of this Limud, not because of a Kal V'Chomer, because we slugged up that Kal V'Chomer, so why? Ella, okay, Rashi. There's no Rashi here, really. Rafi Shiyotza, ki. Keshochet sakevish basha metzorekshi. Ki kachatas ha asham hu. Ki din hachatas kein din asham zeh. Right. This asham has the same din as a chatas. She'ein tamad lomar kachatas. The ha asham zeh im l'shchita betzofen halak for nemer bo. Veshochet sakevish makam asher yishchit as a chatas. Why does that have to say the chatas, this asham is like a chatas? It already said that it has all the dinim of a chatas. You have to shecht it in the north, right? The im l'matan domim v'achilaso harikachol ha'shamos. The chlal zos toras ha'ashem b'tzav esarim. And if you tell me that you have to put blood on the mizbeach and burn the emurim on the mizbeach, it's a regular asham. The answer is, since it went out of the chlal to tell me that you put part of the blood not on the mizbeach but on the finger and toes, I might think that what's it called, that you only put it on the finger and toes, and not do what you regularly do to an asham. Therefore, it has to go back. The Torah has to tell you b'feirish that it still has all the other dinim of the asham. Fishiyot asham mitzora mechlal shara shamos. Lead them b'dover achon. V'sheinu b'shar ha-shamos v'boyin yad ha-bon rego. Something that doesn't apply to all other ha-shamos, which is putting it on the thumb and the big toe. V'ho v'yosu mechlal, yochel lo yehei toh matan don v'imun v'gam izbeah. Since it was yotzim in ha-klal, I would think that the klal doesn't apply to it, and it doesn't apply to the klal. Therefore, the Torah had to say v'feirish that the regular klal of Oshem still applies to it. Okay, so we're back to the original question. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that yibum b'makom erva is aser? Why would I think it's mutter? Ella sokadayte chamino tasted b'mamatzino me'eshesach. We learn it from eshesach itself, since the Torah said that eshesach is doche. What's it called? Yibum is doche the isra of eshesach. So I would say mamatzino ma eshesach miyabma afachosisha tishyabim. I would say, just like Eshesach is a chiyuv kores, and still the makom yibum it's mutter or mitzvah, so too achosisha, which is an erva, right? The makom yibum is mutter, just like we find by the year. There's no reason to differentiate between Eshesach and achosisha. For instance, no, midami they're not similar. Hashem chadisura hakatreisura. Where it's docha Eshesach, that's where there's one iser. It's only the brother's wife. So your sister-in-law, the isra of a sister-in-law. But when it's also your sister, your wife's sister, and your, what's it called, your brother's wife, it's two isra. So why would I say that if it's docha one isra, it should be docha two isra? Why? Hacha tre isra. Mal disema, hoel the ishtri ishtri. No, I would say once the isra of eshesachiv is mutter, it's matter all the other isra that exist there. In other words, since this woman is also with two Isurim, and one of them becomes Mutter, Eishas Achiv, so the other one also, Memela, becomes Mutter. Once it's pushing away the Isur, it pushes away all the Isurim. Umenot Temra Damrin and Hoyle the Isri Isri, where do we know such a cloud that once one Isur is Mutter, and the thing has a second Isur together with it, that if you were being Mutter, one of the Isurim, then the other Isur becomes Mutter automatically. See Rashi till here. Trei Isuri, Eshesach, Vachosisha. Hoel the Ishtri, Isur Eshesach. Shehoyu Aleho, Kishemes Achiv, below Bonim. Right, since the Isur of Eshes Achiv is Mutter, once he dies without children, now there's a mitzvah Yibum. Ishtri Nami, Isur Achosisha. So it pushes away also, once one of these Surim becomes Mutter, all of these Surim become Mutter. That's Hoel the Ishtri, Ishtri. Okay, how do you know there's such a cloud? Of hoel menot tamer damrin and hoel v'ishtri ishtri the tanya mitzora shechal shmini shelo be'erev ha-pesach. You have a mitzora whose eighth day, that's when the mitzora brings his korbanos or whatever, and he becomes tahar. So his eighth day fell on erev pesach, and he's still a mechusar kippurim, right? He's tovel on the seventh day. And the eighth day he brings his korbanos, but until he brings his korbanos, he can't come into the mikdash. And after he brings the korban, he has to wait till nightfall to become tahor. That's called the tevul yom. He brings his korbanos, goes to the mikvah again, waits till nightfall to become tahor. What? He's mechusar kippurim, right? But he's also a tevul yom, because mechusar kippurim doesn't help after the korban. He has to wait till sunset. So how do you know a mitzora whose eighth day fell on Erev Pesach? the raw keri bobayom. And he also saw keri that day. Okay, so now he's not allowed to, well, we'll see in 1 second what he's not allowed to do. The tovah, right? So now he had two things with him. One is in mechusar kippurim. He didn't bring his korbanos yet. And so he's still tamei as a mechusar kippurim who can't go into certain parts of the mikdash. And in addition to that, he's a balkeri, who also can't go into certain parts of the mikdash. Okay? And he has to be tovel and wait till nightfall to be able to go into the mikdash. So he was brought his karbanos, and he was tovel, but now he has to wait till nightfall to be able to come to the mikdash. So he can't go and bring korban pesa. So he has a problem. Omru chachomim, afo pi she'ein tful yom acher nichnas, ze nichnas. Even though another tful yom is not allowed up on Harabais, this, what's it called, the Tvul Yom, could go on Harabais. This Metzora, who's a Balkari on the eighth day. Why? Mutav Shiyovo Esse Shiesh Bo Kores, better an essay which has Kores, which is called in Pesach. Yidcha, the Yidcha Esse Shein Bo Kores, should be Docha, an essay that doesn't have Kores, which is what's it called, the essay of Yishalchum and Amachane, that you have to send Tomei outside of the Machanos, right? So that this essay is doka that essay. Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan dvar Torah filu essay lishba. Right, really, mina Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said, "There's not even an essay." Right, a tful yom really is allowed to go up on Harabayis. Shneemar va'yamod Yehoshafat bekal Yehuda v'tnei achotzer achadosha. Right, Yehoshafat stood. What's it called, in the midst of Kahal Yehuda, in front of the Chotzer HaKadosha. My Chotzer HaKadosha, right, that's talking about the Azorah. So why is it called Chadosha? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shechidshu Bo Dvorim. They said, what's it called, Nu Halachas Legabi the Azorah, the Omru Tful Yom Lo Yikonis V'machin Leviyah. That a Tful Yom is not allowed to go onto Harabais. Okay, not the Azorah. The Chotzer HaKadosha means the Harabais. Right, so let's see with the Rashi here, and then we'll see what's going on. The Metzora Bishmini Shalom. Again, he has to bring his Korbanos, and then he becomes Tar to come to the Mikdash. Till he brings his Korbanos, he's not Tar. The raw Keri, Lahachet Naked Keri, Velo Tumas Sheretz and Nevela. Why did it say he saw Keri? Why did it say that he became Tomei Besheretz or Nevela? The Tomei Sheretz, Afilu Tomei Meis, Nechdasim Harabayis. Because other tumas that are not yotze migufo, even tumas meis, you're allowed to go up on Harabayis if you're tumas meis. You're just not allowed to go into the azar. But a tuma hayotze migufo, like keri or zav, they can't go into the Harabayis. Kin mefarish be'ilu dvarim, shenemar v'yikach moshe satsmus yosef imo. Right? Imo v'mechitzosa. And that's what machni levia. Machni levia is the whole Harabayis. Right, Machne Yisrael is the whole city of Yerushalayim or any walled city. Machne Levia is Harabayis. Machne Shechina is the Azara, Ezra's Yisrael. That's Machne Shechina. So a Metzora is not allowed to go, into the Azara, but he's Mutter on Harabayis. Tomei Sheretz and Tomei Meis are allowed to go up on Harabayis. They just can't go into the Azara. And a Tumas Keri and Zov, since it's Tuma Yotze Migufo, they can't even go up on Harabayis. So now this guy has a problem. He's a Balkeri, he's also a Metzora. Okay? The Sharin Nikonor Loniskad Shubikdushas Azara. And the gateway, the doorway of Shar Nikonor, the inside of the doorway wasn't Kodesh Betushas Azara. It's the entrance into the Azara, but when you're in the thickness of the doorway, you're not in the Azara yet. They weren't Mekadesh to be Kedushas Azara, but it's Kedushas Harabayis. Okay. Kedamrina Beketz Tzoli. Tahari Hen Kaharabayis. The Yochel Tomei Meis Likonis Lashon. So a Tomei Meis could come up onto the Harabayis, even into the doorway of Shar Nikonor, which opens into the Azara, because he's not in the Azara yet. Okay. Avo Balkeri, Mishtala Chutz L'Shvei Machanos Kezov. But a Balkeri has a din of a Zov, Tum Hayotze Migufo, and therefore he's not allowed to go onto Harabayis. So a Balkeri couldn't even come up to the Harabayis at all. Kin Refarish Be'il Dvor. Zov, Chol Zov, Ravas Balkeri. says a Zov can't go into the Harabayis, and Kol Zov, even a Balkeri. The Tovel Akir Yon, he was Tovel for the Keri. But now he's a Tvul Yom. Afa be the Tvul Yom Acher, the Keri, Eino Nichnus Harabayis. Even a Tvul Yom of a Balkeri can't go up to the Harabayis. The Chol Tvul Yom Harayu Batum Adayin Vetruma Lekotchim Umikdash. Because he, even though he went to the mikveh until sunset, he remains with that same tumah he had for kodshim, truma, and bias mikdash. So he's as if he's still tamei with tumas keri, even though he went to the mikveh because he didn't have yet sunset. Ze yovel haharabayis v'yachnis yodav v'bahonos v'yitar lecho pesach l'era. But the mitzora has to come up to what's it called, to the harabayis. And now that's the halacha, that's what Torah says, right? Now he comes up to the harabayis, and he has to have the blood of the asham put on his thumbs. Okay. Now, the blood of the asham can't leave the azor, because if it leaves the azor, it's possible. So the sprinkling of the blood on his thumbs and big toe has to be in the azor. But now, this guy, what's it called, can't come into the azor. Right? He's still... this korbanos weren't brought yet completely, because part of the korban is to put the blood on his thumbs and big toe, and then to put the rest on the mizbeah. So he is a mechusar kippurim, he's not allowed into the azor. He's also a balkeri, who's not allowed in the azor. Okay? Two reasons why he can't come into the azor. So for the case of mitzora, the Torah said that it's impossible any other way. So he sticks his hands into the azara in order they can put the blood on his thumb. That's minatora, for sure mutter, because otherwise there's no way a mitzora can ever be taught. He has to have the blood of the asham put, and until the blood of the asham is put, he's still a mitzora. He can't go into the azara, but the blood has to be put in the azara. So the Torah was mater him to put his hands into the azara. That's called bia b'miktus. He's not going into the azara completely, just partially. Part of him is going into the azara. And this man, the Amr, holds that bia b'miktus may be it. That going partially into the Azorah is going into the Azorah. If you put your hands in, it's like you're there. So normally that would be awesome, but the Torah said the Mitzorah can do it. Okay. Shiyavo esei de Pesach. But now this guy has a problem. He's not only a Mitzorah who the Torah said could put his hands into the Azorah, he's a Balkeri that the Torah didn't say a Balkeri could put his hands into the Azorah. Normally a Balkeri would not allow to be put his hands into the Azorah. But here, what's it called? Shiyavo esei de Pesach, sheyesh bo kares. It's not really going to be a Chayiv Koresh, it'll be an Onus. But the essay of Korban Pesach is an essay that normally you're Chayiv Koresh for. So the essay of Korban Pesach, allowing him to make Korban Pesach, is Doche, the Isser of putting his Bahonos into Azor. Normally we tell him what's it called, the Yidche Esser, the Vishalchum and Amachane, Shein Bo Koresh. She'ein onish koris ela albias azora. V'zeh lo yikonis lazora el l'shari nikonor. Shelo niskachu. V'yachnis yodav l'bahonos v'yitar mitzarato. V'yishlach pischo lazora lishcho. L'erev ye'orev shimsho v'yitar mikirio. So normally, if he's stamu mitzora, so that's what he does. But here the problem is he's also a balkeri. So let the essay of Pesach, which is chayiv koris, Bidocha, the essay of a Balkeri being Nishlach Chutz L'machaneh. That's the idea. The Yamod Yoshofet and Rabbi Yochanan said, there's not really an Isser min HaTorah. It's only an Isser min HaRabbanan. The Yamod Yoshofet also Ayom Nitar Yisom Mituma Shem Yedeyem B'divrei Ayomim. L'machni L'viyel HaRabayis. V'omar Ula Meseches Vachim. The Omar Ula Bias B'miktzish may be. Ula holds that which a Mitzorah puts his hands into the Azorah is a Dechia. Really a normal, normal Mitzorah. He's not becoming Tohar. If he puts his hands into the Azorah, he's a Chayiv. Because Bia B'miktzish may be. When Torah says you can't go into the Azorah, it means even part of you. So Osivna Mehadik Tani Zen Nichnas U'machnas Yadu L'Bahonos. In other words, how could that be? A Mitzorah is allowed to put his hands into the Azora, and normally he can't. The E Omras Bia B'miktzah Shma Bia, Nohi Nomi D'Nichnus V'Harabayis Mishum the Esei She'en Bo Koris Hu L'Bahonos Heichi Motzim Ha'al Yodei Idi the Idi Esei She'esh Bo Korisu. Right, but if you say that what's it called, that a Bia B'miktzah Shma Bia, then going into the Azora is like you went completely into the Azora, it's Chayiv Koris. So Why is an essay, the Pesach, Chayiv Kares? The essay of going into the Yishalkum and Amachin is also Chayiv Kares. The Kaimelam Benachas, Akomets Rabba, Mechusar Kippurim, Shenichnas Vonikdash, Anish Kares. This Mitzvah is a Mechusar Kippurim. Right? So he would be, what's it called, Asher, to go into the Mikdash. The Ein Tzorech Lomar Tvul Yom, Ushar Kol Achar Shul, Tvul Yom, is Asher to go into the Azara. And if going to the Azara partially is Asher with Kares, then putting his hands in is also an Esei Sheish Bo Kares. Shani Ula, Shani Mitzora, Ho V'chutra Lo Bia B'Mikzas L'Tzarato, Sharei Adayin M'chusa Kippurim Hu, U'V'Kares, V'chutra Lo Min HaTorah Bia Zu B'Mikzas, Hutra Nami L'Kiryo. So L'Chor, how can what's it called, this Balkari, put his hands into the Azara? It's a Chiyuv Kares, an Esei Sheish Bo Kares. Right? So when Ula answered, no, since the Mitzorah, the Torah says he's allowed to, otherwise there's never a Taras of Mitzorah. The Mitzorah is going to inevitably, before he finishes Karbanos, right, because part of the Karban is putting the blood on his thumbs. So inevitably the Torah was Matar, a Mitzorah, to come into the Azorah, not completely, but at least partially. And partial is like coming incomplete. So since, even though he's a Balkari, it's Matar the Keri too. So Kivan de Ishtri Ishtri, since the Torah was matter for Mitzorah, it's matter for the Balkari too. Alma hoel the Ishtri Chadi Surah Ishtar Yonami Idach Tehavi Gadei. Same thing over here by Yibum. That since the Torah was matter Eshet Achiv, even though this woman also had another Isser of Achos Isha, since the Torah was matter the first Isser that was on her, it was matter the second Isser that's on her too. Since they're both in the same person, it's what's it called, it was matter the other Isser too. So, same thing over here. Since the same person has two Isurim, one of them, the Torah, was Mater, Memela, the other one becomes Mutter, too. And therefore, I would think that Kivan the Ishtri Ishtri, and not only is Eshes Achiv Mutter, but Achos Ishto is also Mutter, and Memela, all the other Arayas. If you need the Pasuk Aleha to tell me that you don't say this Klala in the, over here, of Hoyle the Ishtri Ishtri, and only Eshes Achiv is Mutter, and not any of the other Arayas.